Recording. 3, 2, 1.
This is Troy Wagner.
Eric Miller.
And you have tuned in to the Ravers for Recovery podcast. And our first video. So how's your week been, Eric?
It's going to be really good. I'm just laughing at all the outtakes we're going to have for this first video.
Yeah. If it looks like we've been laughing a lot, it's because recovery's fun. Yeah. Recovery is fun.
Recovery is fun. So.
You know, it's genuine. Yeah. Just like Chelsea May Cahoon.
Music is the drug.
One of my friends on Facebook. Yo, Chelsea, check it out. Wearing your hoodie. Here's a birthday gift from my parents. Thank you, guys. Love it. Chelsea, your group has been very, very inspirational to me, letting me see that there are a lot of people in the scene that support recovery, even if they themselves are not in recovery like you. You know, you're so genuine, and I really do appreciate everything
and
that you do.
We're really looking forward to getting her on the podcast.
Yeah, this next week, hopefully we will have her on a podcast. She has agreed to it. Thank you, Chelsea.
Our first official guest, actually. So I'm excited. I'm excited to hear what she has to say and hear what she's about.
And you have a guest coming on as well.
Indigo Child out of Louisville, Kentucky. You can find him at indigochild1989@gmail.com on SoundCloud. Excellent up-and-coming DJ. Just a good man, good friend, and just a musical genius. I'm looking forward to actually getting him out, spreading his name, spreading the word for him and his music. So both of those, I mean, Chelsea and Rob, I'm just really, really excited about having both of them come. And excited that we're getting to that point that we actually have people who want to do shows with us.
Looking forward to speaking to him as well. Mm-hmm. You know, just to get in the middle of that boat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of Ravers for Recovery, you know.
Mm-hmm. And what a big boat this is. And we got 218, 219 in our
219 group? Facebook mm-hmm. likes on the page. Want to appreciate all of you, each and all of y'all. Mm-hmm. I really want to send a special shout out to Abhishek Dodla. You were in the Ravers for Recovery group with me from the beginning. You know, when there are only about 20 members in there. Thank you for your support, brother. You are out of SoCal, so a little bit closer to the music festivals than we are. You know, we're here in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
That's going to change.
Hey, it's closer than South Africa, where Craig Dickey is.
Yeah.
Craig Dickey is a awesome up-and-coming DJ. He himself is in recovery. You know, we might have to set up a podcast with him as well.
I think so. I'm down with that.
It's due.
So they should know where to find us, though. They should find us over for Ravers for Recovery.
This week we did come up with the business structure a little bit. You know, Eric, I'm so grateful for all your hard work that you've been doing with forming this organization, you know.
Because basically what we are, just got to give you guys a little insight, is that we're going to be a nonprofit organization. Basically, the donations that we collect from our viewers, our fans, our followers, and from the shows that we go to are all going to turn back into a foundation and charity of our choosing. Probably be setting up one ourselves in order to help recovery. And put it right back into helping people, others in recovery, you know.
Because showing
our webpage, we're working on a webpage right now, getting that up and going.
So the website is raversforrecovery.org. Oh, guess what? I just received today in the mail the Google verification letter. So our Google site is now verified
as
well.
Sweet.
See, there is these little steps in recovery and little steps informing Ravers for Recovery. Mm-hmm. You know,
well, and just getting the word out and spread, which we need your help with that. If you could share that with your friends, your family, your followers, anybody in the scene who wants to be in the scene or out of the scene, wants to get back in the scene, or even not even in the scene at all and wants to find out what it's all about. That's what we want.
There's a lot of people that joined the Facebook group that don't know what a festival is. Don't know what
I had a lady the other day. I listened to EDM music, but I don't know what an EDM festival is. And I was just like, you need to go.
Right.
You gotta go. But That's where we come in. You know, we want to be able to provide a clean, safe environment for our fans and our friends and music followers. We want the peace, loving, unity, respect. You know, I mean, all of that. And
you know, I'm grateful for the shows that I have attended. And Ravers for Recovery will make it possible for me to attend those shows again and make it possible for a lot of people that thought that it might not be something that they can do now that they are in recovery.
Because we know what a minefield of temptation those shows can be, and they really can be, because it can be overwhelming to think that you have to use a drug to experience the music. You have to use a drug to experience the lights. You have to use a drug to love your friends. You don't have to do any of that.
Did you check out the article? Actually, I shared that article with you about the loss of Avicii.
Oh, the Avicii article. Yeah.
That Martin Garrix. I don't know if he put it out or he wrote it, but it had something to do with Martin Garrix. He was discussing how the loss of Avicii, rest in peace, brother. I know you're looking down on us, man. I know you are blessing us. But his loss is bringing a lot of the DJs together. I was lucky enough, and I am grateful that I got to experience DJ Tiesto's tribute to Avicii at EDC 2018.
Well, and the thing that makes it really powerful is in the article, is it explains a little bit of Avicii's struggles and what he was going through and his untimely death and untimely end, you know, and I think it's really shed a light on the importance of sobriety.
I think he helped me actually get clean. The loss of Avicii helped me think about my own recovery.
Because it's, you know, not only is it the music, but it is the DJs that bring us the music that we identify with. And you know, we spoke a little bit about Rob. I mean, you know, being able to see someone come up from the grassroots, you know, from a field in the middle of
tell him about the thing at the Indianapolis 500.
Indianapolis 500 is Coke Lot.
It's a great story, y'all.
Coke Lot, and it's the first time that I met Rob, and I found it. Basically, the Coke Lot is a big field off the Indianapolis 500. The Motor Speedway, and there's a big gathering of people, and I mean it's a huge field, so it basically was just full of people, and somewhere tucked way in the back, you know, I had no map, no real direction. It was nighttime. I basically just kind of followed the bass music because Matt Ramsey with Indie Mojo and G9 Collective had a set of 10 up there, and they were just threw some turntables out there and some canopy tents, and it was just like, we're gonna have a party. And I get there, and Rob goes on, and his first time that he played, I think it legit was his very first show, and if you want to call it a show, but he was playing, and it went from 35 people to 200 people.
Wow.
I ended up having to do security. I used to be a bouncer, so I was just kind of like, the only thing they had was this yellow tape stretched across, and it wasn't going to hold 200 people.
So have you yourself been to any of the newer festivals yet?
I haven't been to any of the newer recent festivals.
Wait till you go. Look at Electric Daisy Carnival in Vegas. They have, like,
I've been building up. I've done a lot of clubs. I've done a lot of cities. I've done a lot of, like, you know.
There's definitely a different vibe from nightclubs. Being, you know, coming from Las Vegas, nightclub capital of the world. But it can't even touch a festival.
No.
Because people that go to festivals, they're different than the people that go to nightclubs.
Even the size of the stage and the lights and the pyrotechnics and just the all-around visual experience. But
the people there I can't explain it. Just wait till you...
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Well, and that's part of our goal is we want to be able to go and set up a table at all the shows possible, a tent.
How Sober Park down there in Austin, Texas... Mm-hmm. Austin City Limits, they have that table set up there. There's also Lightning Without a Bottle, which is at Lightning in a Bottle. There's Sober Forest at Electric Forest. There's Sober Cella at Coachella. There's a Sober Brew at Bonnaroo. And I'm not even reading this.
We got a couple in Denver.
I'm not even reading these. These are my mind. Yeah. Like, this is how, this is me. Ravers for Recovery. That sounds bad. It's us. It's all of us. Yeah. All of us. The friends, the family. It's everything.
And that's you know, again, back to our hopes and what we want to do and accomplish. You know, we want to provide all the information to people who are actually doing this before us, who are already out there on that front line and already setting up
trendsetters. Well, not even a trendsetter, because it's not going to be a trend.
No, it should be a movement. It's going to be a movement.
Sober.
You know? I mean, lighting in a bottle is a sober event.
I can't wait to speak to Chelsea about Music is the Drug. Right. And then Katie about Lighting Without a Bottle.
Because they've been going since 2008.
Wow. And that's 11 years.
It's 11
years. And it's like Eminem. Eminem just says, this last spring, Eminem celebrated his 11 years clean.
Wow.
So they started when he got clean.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, it's there's a lot of good people. Any suggestions that you guys have, any ideas that you have, any testimony that you want to share, please go to our Facebook page and share that. Share your story with us. You know, if you got an idea for colors, logos, merchandise, tell us what merchandise. I mean, because right now we're looking at what, hoodies, visors, some
bringing back the old school visors.
Bringing back the old school visors. We got a new logo that's in works right now that we're real close to.
Check it out on either our Facebook or our Instagram. We even have an Instagram.
Yeah, we do.
The way I like to set up the Instagram page is kind of like Soberosity, where people themselves, you don't have to be famous, don't have to be a DJ, don't have to be a promoter. We want to hear from the real people and share their stories on that Instagram page.
Yeah. You know? And on our Facebook page too, and share it with your friends. So, you know, I mean, that's how this grows, is that like minds, like people, you know, that love the music.
And it's a good cause. It's not like my last thing making money off of people getting drunk, losing money.
Right.
You know, it's about building people back up.
And that's the beauty about making a nonprofit organization, is we want to be able to have an event, put on our own events, which would be the ultimate dream. Have our favorite DJs come and do a show for us and for you guys. And just everything that comes in through donations and whatnot, it goes right back into what we're trying to do, because we want this to grow to a point that everyone knows.
I can't even come up with a word for it. You know? I can't even come up with a word.
I mean, just to see what's happened in such a short time. I mean, from the conception of you and I getting together, putting this together, and then the amount of people that's come forward.
I originally wanted to start the Map Point, which would be a place for people to go to get directions to recovery.
Yep.
You know, but then, and then I changed it to Ravers in Recovery. Mm-hmm. But then Eric came to me with a good idea. Ravers for Recovery. It's amazing how one word can change everything.
Yeah, because that's what we are. We're just, you know, we're ravers. And no matter what you call it, you know, or how you call it, or how you picture it, I mean, we all want to express ourselves, and we all want to have a good time. And like we talked in our first podcast, I want to see our friends and families, you know, not the friends we were born into, but the families we make, the families we select. Yeah.
But God bless those families we were born into also. I love them. Very grateful to them.
Yes, I do. But we want everyone to have a safe, clean, fun time. Go home with the memories. Go home with the pictures in your head. Go home with the experiences.
You'll actually be able to remember it.
Right, and be remembered.
You know?
Because I've lost friends, and we talked about this in first, no need to really go back over, but I don't want to lose any more people, man. And I don't want to lose any. Even if you're a stranger and you never see him again, you don't want something bad to happen to them, because it's too beautiful of an experience. I mean, you know, people thinking that they need to take drugs to release certain chemicals in their brain to get that, you know, that effect, when music actually does that for you. Music does that for you. Dopamines, endorphins, the serotonin, it's all there. You just got to learn to tap into that, and I think that's what we want to do. I mean, that's what I want to do.
The drug.
So, and yeah, trust me, music is the drug.
You know.
The girl had it right, and I'm so looking forward to talking to her. So,
if any of y'all get the chance to speak to her. She's so genuine.
Yeah, let her know you heard about her from us. You know, because like we've been in contact with her, but we'd like to know that you hear from her. You know?
Send some prayers up for her mom. Her mom's struggling at home right now. But yeah, until the next podcast we'll be recording will be with Chelsea Mae Calhoun of Music is the Drug.
And then Rob Tomesco of Indigo Child. Again, look for him on SoundCloud, Facebook.
I'm getting chills right now.
Good friend of mine. Like, I love you, Rob. You know? I'm looking forward to talking to you, brother. I know you're putting in a lot of hard work right now, and I can't wait to hear what you put out, because that you all in on a little secret. I kind of heard it. So I know it's.
Oh, you did! You got to hear it. Oh,
wow. I had to hear it, but I can't share it. I'm not going to do that to him. But he's just a tremendous DJ and an excellent human being to talk to too. So.
Well, we've reached about 15 minutes right now. You know, our last podcast was 15 minutes, so we're trying to keep him around that. My name is Troy.
I'm Eric.
Thank you all for tuning in to another episode of Ravers for Recovery.
Peace.
You have been listening to another episode of the Ravers for Recovery podcast. I am Troy Wagner.
I'm Eric Miller.
And we are Ravers for Recovery. And if you listen to this, you are too. Go ahead and join the Facebook group, which is growing quickly. You'll find that with keyword Ravers for Recovery. Also, make sure to check out the website. A lot of cool info on there. That's at raversforrecovery.org. Until next time, again, we are Ravers for Recovery.